Hello?
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 This is the Vancouver Weather State Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Adam and Matt, and we just wanted to put out an episode today, which is really a feature on a property that we're super excited about. It's called Pinnacle in Langford, BC.
That's right.
This is on Vancouver Island, cash flow positive. We get the question all the time, where can you buy cash flow properties in Vancouver? The answer is not really anywhere in Vancouver. They come up every once in a while. You have to be very creative. But this is an opportunity where for under $275,000, you can buy a door that's going to cash flow.
Cash flow in a community in British Columbia. It's the fastest growing community in British Columbia.
Faster than Surrey.
Faster than Surrey. Huge upswing potential here.
Yes.
Great in brand new condo for investment. We thought we had to put this in front of you guys. So one thing to note, you may, if you're a longtime listener, you've probably heard Cynthia and her partner Dave Steele and her partner Taylor Steele on the show before. We have we've had a relationship with these guys for a long time. We do have exclusive access to some of the best units in this building right now. We want to put it in front of everybody today. They have a tour this weekend. If you're interested in learning more and heading up on a tour on Saturday, you can do that. But get in touch before, because these units are moving very fast.
Yes, absolutely, Matt. So again, just to recap, before our interview with Cynthia, these are cash flow properties in the fastest growing municipality in BC, and we've got some exclusive access to some of the best units.
That's right. So stay tuned for our talk here with Cynthia Aysen from Investment Revenue Realty.
Enjoy. Okay, so we're here with Cynthia Aysen from Investment Revenue Realty. How you doing, Cynthia?
Awesome. Great day out there. Nice and sunny.
Oh, it's a perfect day.
I almost canceled this to go skiing.
Uh-huh. Oh, come on. No, you didn't. But we brought you back. We brought you back yeah, on here.
Almost.
Your past guest, Cynthia.
And Cynthia almost canceled.
Actually. Oh, yeah. That's probably the more likely story. Your past guest, Cynthia, and you're representing today Western Canadian Properties Group, new project on Vancouver Island called Pinnacle, which we're really excited about. Maybe can you start, first of all, by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a managing broker with Investment Revenue Realty. I co-founded it with Taylor Steele 5 years ago, and our goal and focus has always been real estate investors.
Right.
Building programs, services, allowing them to invest in real estate, putting it into their financial portfolio easily and successfully. And we do that through a number of different ways. We have a turnkey rental management program. We have all sorts of opportunities to come and see properties, get on planes, organize tours. You know, we work with the real estate investors.
Okay.
And is just thinking about that model, because it's a unique model, did you, because you've been in the business a long time, it's hard to imagine, but did you just see the challenges that kind of mom and pop investors faced and went through a list of like, how do we make this easier for people?
Exactly. It's easy to buy in the stock market. You call up your broker, you put your money in, you buy. It's so simple. So what we wanted to replicate is the same ease of buying real estate. We all know that real estate is a powerful wealth builder. People that have bought real estate have done well in their lives. In fact, they say 90% of all millionaires purchased real estate, and it was the basis for their success. So we started a long time ago, and actually Dave Steele with Western Canadian Properties Group was a company started in the Calgary area, International Properties Group, and they built this what they called virtual apartment building, which meant you could buy in Calgary, Edmonton, Kitchener, all across Canada and into the U.S., and it allowed people to selectively pick markets they liked, buy and have whole ownership in those markets versus, you know, an equity share in something, and actually build their wealth by mortgage pay down, cash flow, and appreciation.
Right.
So it sounds like, and we've had you on talking about Langford Tower, which is basically the sister building of Pinnacle.
Exactly.
But you're on today to talk about Pinnacle. Can you tell us a little bit about the building It's in Langford, just outside Victoria, about the area and why you guys are excited about this. Because it sounds, as I understand it, Western Canadian goes around and looks for really exciting up-and-coming markets.
Right. They try to identify markets where there's a shortage of workforce housing. And when we say that, it's affordability. In today's world, purpose-built rental is kind of the key phrase. And I like to look at this investment opportunity for a couple things. It hits a lot of demographic markets, the move up and the move down. It's affordable. It's still a beautiful place to live. Stu Young, who's the mayor of Langford, is very pro-development. So he's attracted a lot of jobs, big retail, a lot of activity to that market. And in fact, they have the state-of-the-art stadium that they put the rugby teams in, the national rugby team headquarters. And what has happened is this community has grown up a lot in the last 5 years. In fact, it's the fastest growing community in BC today. So a lot of people are moving there because people are going where jobs are being created. High tech is a big employer in Victoria. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but Don Matrick moved to Victoria, and he's the founder of Electronic Arts. And he formed an angel investor community called Viatech. And that industry is growing very rapidly in Victoria. It's attracting a lot of the top talent. Right now, it's about $5 billion, and they're targeting by 2030 to be $30 billion. So we're looking at long-term, high-paying jobs that are coming. Now, we have government, which employs 50,000 people in the region, directly or indirectly. We have tourism. Victoria captures over 23% of the overnight visitors. It's a massive employer. Bouchard Gardens, for example, has a million visitors a year. So tourism is big on Vancouver Island. In fact, Maclean's did a study, and it said there are, out of top 10 cities in Canada, seven are on Vancouver Island. So
the top 10 of
to
top
retire.
10 retiring. Okay.
Right. And Langford was number four.
Wow. And Langford, just to be clear, because we always hear that Surrey is the fastest growing municipality, but Langford is actually the fastest growing.
As of February 2nd, that was the new announcement. Breaking
Perfect.
News.
That is,
that's
staggering,
incredible.
Actually.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we look for as a company is, where's the smart money going? And smart money would be pension funds, real estate investment trusts. Langford has experienced some big purchases in the last year. Over $150 million of purpose-built rental was bought by big REITs across Canada.
Interesting.
So we're looking at that. There is a reason. And we know we've rented 17 of the 45 units in this building have already been pre-leased for occupancy May 2020.
Which is, so we'll get more to when completion is. But just to highlight that, it's hard to rent a place that doesn't exist, right? Like, it's hard, as a landlord, it's hard to rent a place. And you guys are actually able to put people into these units before they're even available.
We have a show suite, and that's what we're doing. We're taking people, our investors now can go and visit the show suite to actually see the finishes, walk the unit, see the building. It's in lockup, so it's fully clad, windows are in, and they're drywall. And it's, you know, as far as a pre-sale, it's not really a pre-sale. It's well underway to be completed very shortly. But what we've seen in the building, or the activity, we've had two rental expos, huge demand, people coming through. Like, we had 125 people come through on the last rental expo. That's people that want to rent.
Yeah.
So the demand is there for rental, and the supply is very short.
Can we talk a little bit about the vacancy rate over there? I mean, the community is obviously growing very fast. It sounds like it's pro-development and a lot of businesses are moving there. But is there a lot of housing?
There's not a lot of housing. There's purpose-built rental that's being built right now, but it's absorbed. Like, before even the building's complete, it's fully tenanted. I mean, there's way more demand than there is supply. In terms of this particular building, we have a lot of features that aren't being offered in other rental properties, i.e., you know, single floor entrance, fob entrance, video surveillance, underground parking. Those are the things that you just don't, they're not commonplace. It's usually above ground. So one of the comments that happens when the rental, the people that come to rent, they're like blown away by the finishes we have, you know, subway tile, quartz countertops, recessed lighting. I mean, you go and look at the competition, it's not even close.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk a little bit about prices? What are some of the starting prices?
One of the reasons I just love it for my investors is, you know, starting price $274,900.
Wow.
I mean, when was the last time anything that was in a city that you wanted to live in was 274.9? Tell me. I purchased in Vancouver in the 1980s when I first moved here. I won't tell you what the price was, but at the time, Vancouver was a desirable place to come. I came from Calgary. I came out here, and it happened to be sunny weather for 10 days, and I went, what are people talking about? The rain.
Yeah.
This is a great place to live. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to be. And what I really think people in Canada are looking for, both from a affordability but also from a retirement, is they're not going to leave the country. They need to, you know, have their medical insurance, but they want to go someplace where it's not as cold.
Right. And people coming to Canada want to go somewhere often that's not too cold.
Exactly.
Right. What about, so when you bought that place, your first place, and we won't ask you the price, but which area did you buy in?
I bought West End.
Yeah.
On between Denman and Stanley Park. So it's very well located.
Did you do all right on that?
I did all right on that. Yes. And I still own it. So I'm a believer that when you buy real estate, if you can afford to keep it, hold it, refinance right. it, pull money out, buy some more.
So that's kind of the long, like really a lot of the people buying in Langford, the goal is to hold it long term.
Exactly. And so we have a complete turnkey management program. So even when your suite is vacant, you've got money coming in. So that's the services that we provide for our real estate investor clients.
So just to really hammer that point. So if you're hypothetically a buyer from Burnaby and you're interested in Langford, but you're a little nervous because it's, you know, you got to take a ferry to get there. You're not able to drive by it, make sure your place is all right. What exactly does that rental management program look like, and what can people expect?
So the rental management program, they manage the building, the strata. So we have Pemberton Homes, which is a well-known company in that region. In fact, they manage over 1,800 units for investors, a lot of it for the purpose-built side. So they really understand the market. So I always tell my clients, it's a business. You don't really want to know your tenant. In fact, you want to not be emotionally attached to that tenant. You want to say, I got to pay the mortgage. I got to pay the strata fees. That's not going away every month. So I really encourage people to use professional management. Number one, Rental Tenancy Act is powerful and it's pretty biased towards tenants. So you need to have that protection as well. This company knows the market inside out. They have the pulse. They know. They will mitigate any problems that you have. It's all included in a very low cost flat fee, which we negotiate on behalf of our investors. So for $65 a month, you're well looked after. Now, you can get involved as an investor. You can be part of the strata board or the rental management board. You know, I encourage my clients to actively get involved in their buildings on the boards. That way they know what's going on. You know, we've done it so long. I have lots of clients now. They'll ask me questions and I go, did you read the annual general meeting? No, it's all good. I don't really need to. So it almost goes to the reverse sometimes, but very easy for investors to feel very comfortable. My favorite saying, time, money, peace of mind. And I know that's extremely important for people where they place their money. They want to make sure it's safe.
Right, right. How about strata fees?
Strata fees run, they're around $200 for lack of, you know, they're all different. It's based on the size of the unit. And there's, you know, the units range in price from $274.9 for one bedroom, one bath, all the way up to $469.9 okay. for a large two bedroom, two bath and den. So the strata fees are anywhere from $170 to $235.
Okay.
And people looking outside, listening to this in Vancouver and looking outside of Vancouver often are interested in cash flow. I mean, the 274.9, actually the price points across the board, right, will be attractive, especially in comparison to Vancouver. What about cash flow? Are you able to put a little money in your pocket at the end of every month?
It's positive cash flow on the units. So you buy today, it's positive cash flow from day one. You'll start collecting rent as of May 1. We're pretty confident that we're going to fill that building prior to completion based on where we're at today.
And you guys, another thing you guys do really well and we have is a live binder in which you can click the tab. So if you're interested in this and you look at, okay, what's the cash flow on the A1 plan or the C2 plan, right? You can just go through and
everything
see
everything is on our folder. The links you guys have, you can share with your clients. You go in, you can pull every unit has, and there's even the availability, so they know which ones are open right now. We do have a local real estate company that's marketing to the local market, and it's very active, and it's going quite well for us. Then we're also, the best thing that I say is people jump on a ferry February 22nd, which is
coming up next week.
So, you know, that's an easy way for you to meet the developer, ask the questions, walk the building, tour the region, and really get a good feel for where this is. It has a very high walk score because it's on a bus line. It's right in the heart of the community, but it's still a nice single family community. We know it'll transition over time, but it's in the heart of a really nice small community.
And you get to hang out with Dave Steele.
That's right. Get to hit the jokes.
Which is a real treat.
Really, I was trying really to. We were is. Trying to remember the joke.
Some of my
Dave
favorite
told.
Memes have come from conversations with Dave Steele. Last but not least, maybe we're just thinking about end users because I know it's getting a lot of traction in the local market. Mm-hmm. Is this a product for end users as
yes.
well?
Yes. Our finishes have been built for the end user, for the owner occupier. We wanted it for a couple things: differentiate yourself in the rental market, because when we looked at the competition, it's bad. They don't have the nice cabinetry. They aren't putting the right flooring in. They're making it rental spec, and it's very clear that it's rental spec.
Right.
We wanted it so that if our clients buy it today, and if they want to sell in the future, they'll be easily be able to sell it. As I mentioned, there's a large courtyard, fully landscaped in the middle as a common area. A lot of the lower floors have access to the courtyard right from their units. There's an underground parking. It's got fob entrance to each floor specific. So there's security, video surveillance. I mean, it's built to a higher standard. It's built to an owner-occupied standard.
Yeah. And this, presumably, if that's the differentiator, it keeps the vacancy rate even lower for that
exactly.
specific product, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if someone has the choice of renting this unit or Pinnacle
right.
versus the competition, they're going to.
Exactly. Our rents are competitive. They're not higher than the competition, and our product's much better.
Very good.
Sounds good. So a few things we're going to do here. One, we have, what do you call these codes?
QR code.
A QR
Holy
code.
Matt, how old are you? I didn't know about this conversation.
Yeah, no, this is, so we're going to put a QR code because Saturday is when the tour is happening, right?
Exactly.
So you can, what you do is you take your phone and you take a picture of the QR code, and then we'll have a link below as well. And yeah, this is really exciting. I think we've covered it.
Yeah, no, that's great. And maybe last but not least, if someone out there is on the fence, Cynthia, why should they buy at Pinnacle in Langford?
Price point, economical fundamentals, lack of supply in the market right now. If you do the MLS, where Western Canadians priced this under what the last sales in MLS have been, even on a price per square foot basis. So the units are very investor friendly because they're smaller and more efficient. Yeah, I'm buying. Everyone in our office is pretty much buying. And the reason is, if you take a look, a close scrutiny of the market, you'd be able to easily see why. I think that, you know, in a year, 2 years, you'll be able to sell this at a good profit.
Excellent. But don't. Just hold it.
Just hold it.
Well, they've also changed the parking requirements now. So new developers coming in are having to put more amenity contributions. That just increases the price.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not going to do it to lose money. They're going to increase the prices. So I think we got in at the right time. We actually assembled this land and built, you know, organized, raised the equity, because I also do that, is raise equity.
Right.
And we put the whole program together with Western Canadian and brought in the investors. So there's investors waiting for the profit that they're going to make on the sales of these. But again, it's a full turnkey program for the real estate investor that is so easy, and it's brand new. So couple things I like to talk to investors about. When you buy old stuff, the operating costs are much higher. The new product out there, maintenance-free, separately metered, you are operating around 25% operating, whereas in some of my old investments, you know, I'm dropping 40% off the table just in contingency and, you know, fixing, et cetera, because it's right. older.
Good. Well, maybe we'll leave it there.
Excellent.
Watch for that code.
Thanks. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you enjoyed that. That was information packed.
It was.
With Cynthia Aysen from Investment Revenue Realty. Like we mentioned in the intro, there's a tour headed up on Saturday. Get in touch beforehand to register and to get exclusive access to the best units. You can try me at 778-847-2854 or Matt at VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
Or you can try me at 778-866-4574 or Adam at VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
Or just sign up at VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com and we'll be in touch.
This is an exciting one. Have a great day.
2,000 Faces for Radio.
Subscribe today.